Hello and welcome to this next instalment of Baby Regression Hypnotic Training. In this session, we'll be focusing on something of a sensitive issue, the ability to soil your diaper while you sleep. I'm sure you've all been called, or know of someone who has been called potty pants, when the odour from filling your diaper fills the air. But perhaps being a potty pants isn't a bad thing. Constipation occurs when the baby's stools cause significant difficulty and discomfort when being passed. Anxiety, stress, and the lingering negative associations with having potty pants are strong contributors to constipation. This session will help you overcome all of this and accept that it's a very good thing to do a poopy in your diaper, avoiding retention. You will learn to accept that wearing a diaper, being a baby, and having potty pants are all good for you. While you're working on achieving these session results, we recommend that you add dark fruit, prune or pear juice to your baby formula. Also, just take extra nursing bottles of water or electrolyte solution between feedings, especially in hot weather. Now, if you're ready to begin, firstly, take a moment to prepare your environment. Put the cat out, turn off your phone, and maybe loosen your clothing if you'd like to. Perhaps you might even like to wear your diaper as you listen, to really make sure you are as in tune with your baby self as it's possible to be. And when you're ready, settle down as comfortably as you can. Whether you choose to sit or to lie down is entirely up to you, and you can close your eyes anytime that you'd like to. That's great. Wonderful. We'll begin by just taking a moment for quiet reflection, a little bit of peace and quiet to offset all the busy, hectic things that we do in our lives every day. Because we all need that from time to time. We all need to just slow down for a while and allow ourselves to be calm and relaxed, to focus on our own needs and our own desires, and find ways to make good things happen for us. As you're resting there, I'd like you to take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathe in deeply now through your nose. That's right. And hold it for a moment. Nice and easy. And let it go now. Breathing gently out through your mouth. That's great. And again now. Breathe in deeply through your nose, feeling the expansion of your chest, the muscles working, and hold it for a moment. And now, gently breathe out through your mouth. That's right. And you can just continue to breathe in this way as I talk to you. Deeply in through the nose, and then gently out through the mouth, creating a relaxing circular breathing pattern. And with each deep breath, you can say to yourself, either out loud or just inside your own mind, deeper and deeper. Because breathing in this way and focusing on your breath is almost a sort of meditation. It can help you to relax so much and feel so calm and so peaceful. And that, it's a good thing, a good feeling. Focusing your attention on this one thing, on the passage of air through your body, helps you to tune out everything else for just a little while. As you relax more and begin to enter into that special state that we call hypnosis. And it may be that while you're relaxing there and focusing your attention on your breathing and on repeating those words to yourself, deeper and deeper, you can find yourself becoming more aware of your body, the shape of it, and the weight and position of your limbs, the heaviness of your head, and the gentle, relaxed curve of your spine, and the curl of your fingers. Your own physical position in space and time. And that little bit of the world that belongs to you and to you alone. And it's good to notice those things, to be aware of yourself, your body, your mind, and how your perceptions of yourself can change so easily and without any discomfort or worry. Just breathing deeply and slowly. That's right. And if you haven't yet closed your eyes, you can just allow them to close softly now. And maybe notice the colors and the pattern of light on the insides of those closed eyelids. Because even though you aren't seeing anything physical, your eyes are still working, still able to take in information and process it, even as you relax deeper now. And you can become aware, without moving, of your feet resting comfortably, heavily. Feel your way down your body with your mind until all of your attention is right there in your feet now. You know your own body so very well. You know it intimately, every detail and every sensation that it feels. So taking your attention right down into your feet is an easy thing to do. It's comfortable and familiar. In your mind, you can feel where your feet are resting. You can see the shape of them in your imagination, and maybe even remember the sound that your footsteps make when you walk, and notice every detail of them. And while you focus on that, you can gradually begin to notice how the weight of your feet seems to gently increase, how the tensions ease out of the muscles. And it may be that you even become aware of an interesting feeling. The feeling that your feet are getting further away from you, gently and easily, seeming to float away further and further into the distance as they relax more and more. And that feeling of heaviness and relaxation and the gentle drifting away might begin to softly spread upwards now and into your ankles. Feather light, tendrils of comfort and relaxation spreading out from your feet and up into your ankles, making them feel so heavy and relaxed. And how can it be that your ankles might all at once be feeling so feather light and yet so heavy and comfortable? A strange feeling, but so very pleasant that it really doesn't seem to matter. You can just allow it to happen because it feels so very good. And as the heaviness and comfort fills up your ankles, you can feel them too, gently drifting further away from you, further and further away, more and more comfortable and relaxed. And now, your ankles have moved away from you. That feeling can drift further up your body now, and into your calves, the muscles loosening and softening without any effort, without any need to hurry or worry about anything, because there is no need to do anything right now but just breathe and listen and allow yourself to be as comfortable as you can ever remember being. And as you focus your attention there on your calves and feel them sinking heavily down and moving further away from you, you can notice that your knees too are relaxing more and more, so heavy and tired, so calm away from you on a wave of blissful relaxation. That wave can spread upwards into your thighs now. Those big, heavy muscles can seem to soften somehow, becoming loose and almost melting away like warm butter. And it feels so very good to let that happen, letting go of all that tension so easily, allowing your thighs to relax and drift away from you, noticing them going, but not minding at all, because it feels so right to let them go. And you can let your hips go too, in just the same way, feeling all the tensions melting away out of your hips, feeling the heavy, comfortable weight of them resting there, and allowing that part of your body too to drift away from your mind, further and further, deeper and deeper. So comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, and the feeling increases gently with each deep, slow breath and up into your stomach, soothing you, relaxing you so much more, feeling so good, so content to let your body drift and float away, breathing deeply and slowly as that peaceful feeling rises further upwards and into your chest now. And you can allow yourself to really feel the air that fills your lungs with each breath, rising and falling so easily, muscles loosening and your awareness drifting, unfocused, not really paying attention to anything right now. And your shoulders sinking heavily down, comfortable and relaxed. each muscle, softly letting go of all the stresses and tensions within. And it's easy to just rest here in this safe, comfortable place and think about how your whole body can seem to become almost weightless, almost as though it somehow weren't quite connected to your mind. Your physical self growing ever so slowly more and more loose and limp, comfortable and calm. And you can allow it. You can accept this good feeling. This time for yourself, where nothing matters and nobody expects anything from you. And as the gentle wash of relaxation finally moves further upwards now, easing the tensions from your neck ever so softly, ever so slowly, and your entire body melts and floats and drifts away into complete relaxation. You can still listen to my words, still understand everything that I say to you here. You can still respond if you want to, and move if you need to. That's okay. Now, I'm going to count slowly down from 10. And as I count down, I want you to remember those words that we began with. Deeper and deeper. That's right. And after each number, you can repeat those words to yourself if you want to, as you go easily into trance now. 1. Deeper and deeper. That's right. 2. Deeper and deeper. Feeling so good. 3. Relaxed and calm. 4. Even deeper now, doing so well. 5. halfway there now, going deeper and deeper. 6, and your entire body feels so loose and relaxed. 7, your mind drifting deeper. 8, and deeper. 9, and on the next number, you can allow yourself to let go completely and 10, and you can let go now. That's right, so very calm, so very relaxed, deeply in trance, feeling so very good. So ready to take your next steps towards infancy, towards achieving those things that you so much want to accomplish. You can accomplish anything that you want to, if you want it enough. Sometimes we go through life assuming that things just happen all by themselves. We act as though we have no choice in the outcome of certain events, as though the things that happen to us happen without our doing anything. Sometimes this is true. Sometimes things really do happen without us doing anything at all. But quite often we do have a choice. You chose to listen to this hypnosis session today because you want to make something very specific happen, and it's very much the same as when we decide all manner of other things. We aren't always consciously aware that we are making a choice, but our brains are still busily deciding, even when we don't know it. When we want to say something to somebody, for example, we don't consciously decide which words to use or decide how to structure a sentence. We don't consciously decide which tone of voice we will use, or which inflections. We simply have a thought, and then we say it out loud. All of the deciding is done in the background of our minds, where we don't usually pay very much attention to it. So today, we're going to work on that hidden decision-making process, using the power of our minds, and more importantly, of our imagination. The imagination is so powerful in bringing about changes in our lives. And in fact, it is important in everything that we do. Just as we often don't consciously decide to make things happen, so we also tend not to notice how our imagination is the key to making a decision, whether consciously or unconsciously. Think about that for just a moment. Because in order for your brain to decide to do something or make something happen, it first has to imagine what it wants to happen. And this process is completed so quietly, so easily, that we usually aren't even aware of it. I wonder if you can remember a time when you were a child, a time when you were having so much fun playing with toys, or painting, or imagining that a plain old cardboard box was a castle, or a race car, or a spaceship. Let's think about that, and just try to notice the unconscious process that happened while all you were thinking about was simply having fun. Firstly, you saw the box as just a box, a plain, boring old box, nothing special at all. But then, your imagination kicked in, and you could suddenly think of all the possibilities that the box held. You could imagine yourself sitting or hiding inside it. You could imagine that it changed shape around you, became much larger, or had special properties, like the ability to fly. Your imagination created a wonderful thing, out of nothing at all. And once that happened, your unconscious mind decided that those things were good and fun and exciting, and prompted you to reach for your crayons or paints and make the things that you imagined real. You imagined, you decided, and you made something happen. And those very special skills have been with you from the moment that you were born. They've grown with you and become more complex. They've become a part of you, a hidden and unconscious part, which even though you never really think about, have shaped who you are and the things that you have personally achieved. I want you to just take a quiet moment now to think about what you'd like to achieve with this session. And as you're relaxing here with me, perhaps you can start to think about how it feels when you regress into the sweet, happy little baby that you are inside. Maybe you can build a picture in your mind of how you look, or how the world looks to you then. Or maybe it's the feeling that's more important to you. The feeling of being cared for and loved, of willingly giving up control in order to allow yourself the freedom that you want and need. The freedom to be truly yourself in whatever way makes you happy. Sometimes giving up control can feel like a difficult thing to do, especially when you aren't used to it. But it doesn't need to be difficult. The fact that it feels that way is often based on our own perceptions of what we should or shouldn't do as adults, or how we should act. It might be that you have already been able to let go of your adult self enough to freely wet your diaper. And if you have managed that, I hope that you're very pleased with yourself, because that is a big achievement. And of course, the next step along that path of letting go completely is allowing yourself to soil your diaper, just as a baby does, without any worries or cares, accepting that going potty in your diaper is a completely natural action, and that you can do this whenever your body needs to. Imagine yourself right now, snuggled up in your lovely warm crib or bed, your diaper securely wrapped around your bottom, keeping you feeling safe and protected as you sleep. Imagine it as vividly as you can right now. That's right. How do you look as you peacefully sleep? Notice the colors and the shapes around you. And then think about how you feel. The softness of your blanket and your diaper. The peace and quiet and warmth. And maybe you can even hear the slight rustle of plastic pants as you move, or the soft murmurs you make as you rest. And when you have all of that fixed in your mind, once you have used your powerful imagination to really have a picture and a feeling of those things as though they were completely real right now, I want you to make a decision for me. I want you to make a decision to allow yourself to soil your diaper as you peacefully sleep, because you can decide to make that happen if you really want to. You can even say to yourself out loud, or even just inside your own mind, I am allowed to go poopy in my diaper. That's right, you are allowed to go poopy in your diaper as you sleep peacefully, because doing that is a completely normal and a completely natural thing to do. You can imagine yourself letting go of your adult self and soiling your comfortable, secure diaper as you sleep. And as you imagine it, you can decide that it feels good to do that. That it feels natural and right. You imagine and you decide, and you can make it happen through the power of your unconscious mind. Say the words for me again now, out loud or inside your mind, as you imagine yourself letting go completely and allowing yourself to soil your lovely, comfortable diaper as you sleep peacefully. I am allowed to go poopy in my diaper. It feels good to say those words, doesn't it? To give yourself permission to really be the sweet, happy little baby that you are. Understanding that you can let go of the adult world and just be yourself for a while, with no worries or cares at all. You can freely allow yourself to go potty in your diaper as you sleep, because it feels wonderful to let go. It feels so very good to release all of those adult thoughts and ideas about what's right and wrong, and what you should or shouldn't do. It feels good to let go of all of that, because really, the only person that can decide what is right for you is you. And you can decide to allow your body to release automatically as you peacefully sleep. You can decide to give yourself permission to go potty in your diaper, because it feels good. It feels right. And it is so easy to allow it, to accept yourself as the sweet young child or baby that you are inside. Letting all of those baby thoughts and baby actions come to the surface easily and naturally, simply because you want to, simply because it feels nice. Making poopy in your diaper as you sleep feels so good, It feels so comfortable, so safe, and so completely right that you know you can do it whenever you want to, whenever your body needs to, easily, naturally, without any worries or cares, feeling safe, secure, and happy. And just like a young child, if you later decide that you want to sleep clean and hold on, that's okay too. You can do that by putting in the effort to retrain your body to hold on through the night, by practicing and taking your time and remembering to go potty before sleeping. You can decide to sleep clean if you want to. Just like a young child, this process may take a little while before it becomes normal. And that's all right. Putting effort into things that you want is always a good thing. So retraining yourself to sleep clean may take a while. You may need to practice with training pants or with your potty, but that's all right. That's a comforting feeling, because when little kids grow up, it doesn't just happen overnight. It happens with time, and the feeling of being so young makes it worth the effort that you will have to put in if you decide that you want to sleep clean. In a moment now, I'm going to count down from 5. And as I count down, you can begin to feel more aware of your surroundings, more alert. As I count down, your mind can just begin to become normal and aware, leaving you feeling wonderful, refreshed and alert. Now, 5, starting to become aware of your body again now. 4, more aware of the room around you, coming back into focus. 3, your limbs waking up, your mind starting to become more alert as you gently wake up. 2, almost completely awake now, feeling refreshed, alert and aware. And 1, completely awake now, completely awake and aware, and ready to enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this hypnotic training session. You can find other titles in this series at www.baby-pants.com, where we will be happy to assist you in any way we can.